the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, as the year winds up and comes to an end, we've seen this and we've seen that.
Yeah.
And we've heard that. And we've heard this.
Amen.
And if you look at it in retrospect, it's the same now as it was in the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
The only thing that's changed are the seasons and time.
Right.
And I showed First Lady this card that I was going to preach on, minister on this morning. And I got up this morning and I was in the restroom and I heard God kept saying, door, door, door. So I went in and I sat down and I went to research the door. And as I was going through it, I realized something, that He is our door. That's why He came.
Yes. Right.
He came to be a conduit.
Yes. Right.
So what's more worthy of being a Christmas message than knowing that Jesus came to be a conduit for us to get to Him,
yes,
to get back to the Father.
Yes.
So if you got your Bibles open to the book of John, St. John, the 10th chapter, we'll start at the 7th verse. I only got like 10 minutes, so but Andy, this ain't going to get done. Then said Jesus unto them, Pastor Keys just ministered on this about a month or two ago. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the what? The door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves. Let's read. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Wonder why. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Because the thief cometh not, but to do what?
Steal.
And to?
Kill.
And to?
Destroy.
I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd.
Yes, he is.
The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why he came.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why Paul said in the book of Romans that God predestinated that we be conformed to the image of His Son. That's why He came.
Amen.
That we might have abundant life.
Yes.
In spite of trial, trouble, tribulation, that we might have abundant life.
Yes.
But we've got to enter into the door. We can't go in some other way.
Come on now.
We've been trying to get in some other way, Brother Tony, and God is rejecting us. He's done put deadbolts on the door so we can't get in.
That's right.
Because He wants you to come in one way. But there are those that have thought they have figured out another way to get in through the door. But when they finally get to their final destination, when Jesus finally comes and gets His people, they're going to find out that the door they went through was C and not A.
Jesus.
Come on, boy. Get it together.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I am full. I need to miss a Sunday once a month. Good gracious. Verily, truly, without reason, I am saying unto you, I'm that door.
Yeah.
I like the I am part because it means I am He that totally exists.
Amen.
How can you possibly go through another door when I am the only door? He said, I am the I am. I am the I am that Moses saw in the burning bush. I'm that still I am. I'm that I am that told Abraham, I'm going to make you father of a many nation. I am that I am. Hey. The Alpha and the Omega. I am He that exists, that is, was, and is to come. I am the I am. How can you try to go another way other than this way? My goodness. I'm the door to the sheep. Well, it's unfortunate that we sheep. We will walk right off the cliff if you give us a chance. Yeah.
My Lord, my Lord.
That's why we got to make sure we find the right door. Because B and C and D are doors off the cliff.
Yeah. All right. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah.
I got all kinds of friends in the ministry. I have friends I'm finding out are Jehovah's Witnesses. They're all kind of stuff. And they don't believe in this and they don't believe in that. But they all claim to believe in Jesus. Right. So what do? When somebody claims to believe in Jesus, you recognize that they've chosen the wrong door. But Jesus told them, if they're for me,
yeah,
that's right. Against.
Jesus came that we might have life.
Yes, he is.
But we got to find the right door.
That's right.
Amen.
She's standing there saying, come on now. Yeah. Y'all know y'all used to watch that show. He says, but listen to this. Believe it, I'm almost done. Don't nobody laugh. I heard you over there, Sister Benfield. All that ever, listen to me, all. That means, listen to this, the word all is not just universal. The word all is supernatural.
Yes.
That means anything that was spiritual above the heavens, anything that was spiritual below the earth,
yes,
anything that is in this realm,
yeah,
came, if it came before Jesus,
ooh, Jesus,
and told you they were the way, they were a thief.
Yes.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm. Look at this. A thief, one who uses craftiness.
Yeah.
Deceives you, tricks you, makes it look good.
Yeah.
Make you feel good about yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
So that you'll choose door B, Gregory.
Yeah.
He don't care how you think that. That don't mean he chose door B, did you? Yes. Amen. They trick you. They make it sound good.
Yeah.
They tell you how much they love Jesus, how much they adore him,
yeah,
how great he is.
Yeah.
And then when they get you in,
yeah,
to their fold, you find out you've been tricked, but now you got too much pride.
Yeah. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Jesus came to show us the way.
Yeah.
Right.
They're thieves and they're robbers. Robber is one who uses violence.
Yeah.
That's why he gave us the scripture, the violent suffer violence, but the violent take it by
force.
Because you better recognize who you are in God.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of folks talk a good talk.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to stand in the walk.
Right.
The robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Well, good thing. How many times have we been up against the wall because of something somebody has told us?
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody has prophesied to us.
Yeah.
Or spoken over us.
That's right.
And we found out, and when it didn't happen,
yeah,
the way they said it was going to happen,
that's right,
we realized, now we're thinking we've been tricked.
My
Lord. They told me that to get what they wanted from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They told you that because they knew you'd rather believe a lie than the truth. I went to the radio station the other day, Sister Ernice. They usually go, but I went. When I go in there, they don't even know who I am half the time. Because I don't go that often. So the girl knows me, that the receptionist. So I'm standing there, I'm waiting for her to come get the CDs for the radio program. And this lady, I said, how you doing? Merry Christmas to you. And the guy said, Merry Christmas to you. How y'all doing? God bless you. And she says, you know, this new year is going to be your season. I said, you're absolutely right. This year, the following year, last year. And she looked at me and said, oh, how are you? Hi, I'm Pastor Gardner. Oh, how are you? Well, God bless you, Pastor. And she went right on out the door. Jesus is that door. Don't let nobody trick you into going through the wrong door. You run around belly aching over what you've been told,
yes,
and it ain't come to pass yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
How come you ain't telling me to relax, son? I got to get through this real quick, Brother Andy. Got to go. Jesus said the sheep did not hear them because, unfortunately, their ears were not flopped over at this particular time. And Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes, 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 yes.
If any man will let me in.
Yes.
See, that's the reversal of I am the door.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, right.
Yes.
Because door has two ways, in and out.
In and out, that's right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
I'm going to stay right here. Not hear them. I am the I am, and I am that portal.
Yeah.
I am that portal. I'm that entrance that you need to get in so that you can have the life that you want to have in me.
Amen.
But remember, don't try to go some other way to get it.
Right.
If any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall be delivered. I like this part. He shall be protected.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know who I found out I needed to be protected from? This I am.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The I am is in me, but I have an I am too.
Right.
Amen. Right.
And this I am here, he wants to do it the I way.
Right.
I need to be protected. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free from my conscience, from my ideas, from my principles, so I can be delivered.
Yeah.
I go through the door, I find out. If I enter through that portal, I'll see Jesus as he is. If I see him as he is, then I can mind those principles that he speak of, and I can let the mind of Christ be in me. But I got to go through that portal, Brother Carter. I got to go to the right door. I can't choose the right door.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to get in there. If I get in there, I'll be delivered. Then I can go in and out. I can go in. That means I can have problems and I can have peace. I can have troubles. I can have peace.
Yeah.
I can have sicknesses. I can have peace. Whatever's out there, I can have it. But I can get back in through the door and find the peace and the levels of healing that I need.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Christmas. But Christmas was yesterday and the day before that. And the day before that. Because Christmas is all about Jesus. Somehow we managed to take Christ out of it. That's that thief. That's that thief that is used. Craftiness. We was listening to the 102, the gospel channel on the way here, and they were reading the scripture over the radio, and I got tickled, and I turned, and I first lady kind of, she didn't say nothing, and then turned back, and I know she was wondering why I turned. I turned because don't get on the radio reading scripture from a New Testament Bible or an Amplified Bible, and folks that's for the first time hearing it don't know that it's not the original Bible. That's that thief. They don't know they're being a thief because they think they're giving you insight and understanding into what the Word of God is saying.
Amen.
But give me scripture.
Amen.
Then tell me what the scripture means.
Amen.
That's that thief that Jesus is talking about that's coming in, going up through the fence and coming up over the corner.
That's right.
Yeah. Ain't no he come to kill, steal. Well, I got it backwards. He got to steal you first. What's he stealing? He going to steal your joy, your peace, your goodness, your happiness, your encouragement. And after he kills that, after he steals it, guess what? You kill yourself. You don't literally kill yourself by hanging yourself, but you feel like you did because now you can't see nothing good out of your life. That's why Jesus said, I'm the door.
Yeah.
If you come through me, I'll protect you.
Right.
in you. I'm closing. And to destroy. But he said, that's the average.
Amen.
He said, and destroy. But he says, but God got news for you. The thief may come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the robber may come to brutalize you. But guess what? I am.
That's right.
I am.
Yes.
Listen to this. I am Christmas.
Say that. Say that. Yes, Lord.
They tucked me away in a manger, Pastor Relifer. But guess what? I showed a light so they could find their way into the manger. Because I was showing them by finding their way into the manger that I was that door.
Oh,
I am. Huh. I am. Listen to me. I am just not come in me, but I come in my Father's name. That's why he kept saying, I am. Because it takes us back to the Old Testament so we can join them all together. I am he that was and is right now. And he is to come us. Because I'm Christmas. It says they might
because it's you have to choose. Yeah.
You have to choose the right door.
Right.
Choose you this day whom you're going to serve.
Yes,
because I'm Christmas.
Yes.
If you forget that I'm Christmas, then you don't know what Christmas is.
That's right, man.
Christmas is that door.
That's right.
To life. It's to remind us why he came, why he died, and why he rose again, that we might have this light, and that we might have it more abundantly. The Greek translation for life abundantly is abundance of life. I got news for you. If I got joy in the midst of nothing else, I can make it.
Amen.
Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's abundancy of life. It don't matter what the enemy has planned for us. If we recognize, if we stay lined up with that door, that we can go in. Because he's waiting. He's waiting on us to come through that door.
Hallelujah. Ya daria koko moshita naria ye kilo roho shanda ya kamasi ikorea basha ye kiri roho.
For in me do you live, move, and have your total being. I am that abundant life that you seek. But listen to me, my people, as you seek me, there's only one way you'll find me, is if you come through that door that I am. And as you venture into that door, you'll find the things that you've been searching for, the strength and the encouragement. You'll find the blessing that you have need of, the spiritual, the physical, and the financial. The things that you've been lacking and missing out on will now become prevalent in your life because you went through the right door. And I am the I am. When you see me, you see my Father. And when you see my Father, you see me. And my plan for my people is, and my brothers and sisters, that when they see you, they see me. And when they see me, they see you. Because we cannot be separated. Because you have come through the door. And I have begun to overwhelm you with my knowledge and with my understanding and with my love, saith the Lord. Therefore, look not to the left or the right, but keep your focus on those things which God has prepared for you. And in them shall you have the life of abundancy that you've been praying for, the life of abundancy that you expect. And I shall reveal myself in a supernatural way, and you shall know that you are truly the sons of the Most High God.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Everybody stand.
Amen. Amen.
I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. In that verse, everything changes. So why does everything change in that? But now, the ball has been put into your court. I am the good shepherd. The shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I'm not talking about pastors. It's talking about saints in general. You are shepherd over somebody's soul. And if Jesus came and gave his life for ours, it's our responsibility to give our lives for somebody else's. It may cost you something, spiritual, physical, financial, but as long as you do it in the name of Jesus, then God will refill you to overflowing, and he'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He is the good shepherd. You remember, Jesus was telling us something. You are that door. It's through your door of responsibility, of love and kindness and mercy and meekness and grace and purpose, that people have the ability to come through and see the true Jesus. Amen. Not this one that's coming up over the fence or trying to slip in through the back door, but this one that is front up and straight up and letting you know that he is the good one. He is the word. He is the truth. And he is the life. For I am that life, saith God.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Take somebody by the hand this morning.
Glory.
I'm going to ask Pastor Keys to pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. Lord God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus, that you set the door.
Yes.
Lord God, that you opened it for us, Lord God, that we might walk into life, that we might walk into joy, that we might walk into peace. Peace, Lord God. Lord God, that all of those things, Lord God, those good things are behind the door. All of those good things are in you, Lord God, and we thank you for them right now. Lord God, some of us may be going through some things, and we may not have it the way we want to have it in this particular season, the way man would have it, but Lord God, we look beyond what man wants and what man desires, and look ever to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we thank you, Lord God. Everyone that is here, Lord God, touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Let them know it's all about you, Lord God. It's not about what man says. It's not about what man proclaims, but it's what about you proclaim, and you proclaim life. You proclaim life everlasting. You proclaim peace. You proclaim joy. You proclaim deliverance. You proclaim healing, Lord God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Right now, Lord God, as we prepare to leave, Lord God, let us take that life that go and go out amongst our brothers and our sisters today, our family members and friends today, that life might spread, that it might infect and it might overwhelm them, even as it's overwhelmed us. And we give you the praise, we give you the honor and the glory in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. This morning, go in your pockets. Just we're going to bless God. We're going to bless God. We always bless God for what he does.